This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here, coming to you from Gadigal land. And this is The Sunday Read, where we bring you some of The Guardian's best stories from the week, ones you may have missed, ones we loved, or just made us think. And they're read out by the people who wrote them. This week, journalist and author Bridget Delaney asks the question, is Australia getting ruder? And what can we do to break the contagion of rage we're seeing in our everyday lives? Here's Bridget.
Think of a typical day in our angry world. You open social media and read abuse, either directed at yourself or someone else. Then you get in your car and find yourself aggressively overtaken while driving at the speed limit. You pull into a shopping mall car park where another driver executes a fast three-point turn to take your park and then shouts the stream of abuse when you honk. You find another park, but your car gets damaged by a rogue trolley rolling into it. Its previous user couldn't be bothered putting it away. In the cinema, you grit your teeth while those around you light up their phones to send texts, put their feet up on seats, and talk throughout the movie. Lining up at the airport to take a flight, the person in front of you shouts abuse at the airline staff because they're going to charge extra for carry-on. And when you board the flight and head down the aisle to your window seat, your neighbours do not want to get up to let you in, so you have to squeeze past them. When the attendants come around to tell people to turn off their phones, no one listens, including the people and their children watching videos without headphones. The passenger in front of you reclines their seat for the duration of a 55-minute flight, and then when disembarking, those in the rows behind you do not wait to let you out. If you're a person of extreme calm and equanimity, you may be able to let all this happen around you and remain unaffected. But for most of us, the selfish behaviour of others degrades our experience of being in the world. It can even provoke some of us to respond with anger, worsening the situation and the general degraded atmosphere of our public spaces. Why go outside, more of us are thinking, when we could just stay at home and avoid the stress? Australia's Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association released a landmark report in December 2025 that highlighted a staggering shift in customer behaviour. The report detailed a surge in violence, with physical violence against retail and fast food workers doubling since 2023. They also reported verbal abuse as the norm, with 88% of workers reporting being verbally abused in the last 12 months. Government and businesses are now acting to protect workers who are on the front line. Last year saw a significant hardening of laws across Australia, responding to the surge in incivility with a range of criminal sanctions, including the Victorian Crimes Amendment Bill 2025, which creates specific new offences for assaulting or threatening customer-facing workers. It includes indictable offences carrying up to 5 years in prison, specifically to address the rise in abuse in retail, hospitality, and transport sectors. Meanwhile, the Bus Industry Confederation reported in late 2025 that physical attacks on drivers had increased by 80% since 2022, while verbal abuse against drivers surged by 184% in some states during the same period. Because of this incivility, many Australian bus fleets are being retrofitted with full-height driver safety screens. A more narrative account can be found on a recent Ask an Australian Reddit thread. When asked what had changed about the country in the last 10 years, users flooded in with examples of worsening civility, including disproportionate escalation from annoyance to violence, basically no self-control, and in the stores, on the bus, on the roads, on the phone, mass entitlement and selfishness all around. The social code is broke, and I can't see any way to fix it from here. Another, social media has opened up mass narcissism and everyone has main character syndrome. It's every person for himself. While government and industry are cracking down on an uncivil public, what can we, the public, do? A lot, actually. Be the bigger person. Roman Stoic Seneca wrote thousands of years ago that we are bad men living amongst bad men, and only one thing will calm us, and that is if we agree to go easy on one another. Going easy may feel like tolerating bad behaviour, but it can be crucial in lowering temperatures and preventing escalation. It also stops you from being the asshole in the situation. So let the other car take the park. Let the driver in. Give the thank you wave. Wait your turn to exit the aircraft. As Roman Emperor and Stoic Marcus Aurelius wrote in his diary, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice. When someone is rude to you, the most radical thing you can do is remain passively polite. It breaks the contagion of rudeness. In its place, you can start a contagion of kindness. Get comfortable with discomfort and inconvenience. Try not to treat every minor inconvenience, a delayed bus, a sold-out Instagram-worthy pastry, as a personal affront. When something doesn't go your way, put it in contrast with some truly uncomfortable news, such as a cancer diagnosis. You'll quickly realize that most of our daily outrages are remarkably boring and no big deal. Have a strategy for managing anger. Sometimes when you feel a sharp sense of fear or injustice, for instance, when someone is driving aggressively and putting you in danger, anger can rise quickly and feel impossible to stop. But when you feel anger in the pit of your stomach, notice it and treat it as the sign to pause. Take a few deep breaths before you speak and act, because once you've said something out of anger, it's impossible to take back. Slowing down or leaving the house a little earlier than usual takes away the urgency and stress, which leads us to speeding, not letting other drivers in, or overtaking recklessly. Realizing that these things only get us somewhere a minute or two faster means we might not take the risks driving that can cause accidents. An accident is going to chew up far more of your time and energy than going with the flow of traffic, even if it is a little heavy at times. Acknowledge that everyone is the main character. Part of the epidemic of rudeness is the implied assumption that other people do not matter as much as you. The airline staff you are shouting at, the gig economy worker you're not thanking as she delivers your food, the pedestrian you don't let safely across the street. It's a failure of imagination not to see another's inner life, to treat others as if they don't have feelings, don't get hurt, or don't feel afraid when we yell at them. There's a version of ourselves in every person, and they need to be treated with kindness and respect, just the way we would wish to be treated. Question the systems that drive people to the edge. This is a challenge for corporations, government, and business. Sure, as individuals, we need to treat others well, but social bonds fray when systems fray. If the airline is constantly running behind schedule and owners are failing to invest in enough staff, then the airline is responsible for degrading conditions that contribute to a lack of civility. Say there is a call center which makes it difficult for humans to speak to humans, then that call center needs to take some responsibility when the staff employed get abused after long wait times. There was never a golden time where everyone was entirely civil. Rudeness has always existed in public. But to stop things getting worse than they are now, we all need to take stock and do better.
That was journalist and author Bridget Delaney. You can buy her latest book, The Seeker and the Sage, on Allen and Unwin. This episode was produced by Camilla Hannan, Karishma Luthria, and Alison Chan. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.